Wakey, wakey, Mr. Bond. Welcome back to the land of the temporarily living, Mr. Bond. Yes, it is I, Nemestro. Before I dispose of you, I suppose we should see what kind of clever gadget you have with you. We wouldn't want any embarrassing escapes now, would we? Yes, a watch. No doubt containing some kind of laser cutting device. Oh, leather belt. With, oh, Mr. Bond, a punching dagger built into the buckle. Ugly. Lace-up leather brogues. Oh, very tacky. Doesn't seem to be anything going on here.
The laces had a garrote.
A garrote?
It's a simple loop of wire, Nemestro, and I'm going to strangle you with it. If I pull hard enough, it can get down to the bone.
What about these monogrammed cufflinks?
They're injectors.
Oh, yes. Some sort of sleeping potion, I'm sure.
The left one injects a ball of radioactive polonium-210 into your body, and you get cancer 3 months later. The right one gives you cancer straight away.
A bow tie?
Fires a dart tipped in necrotic venom.
Oh, suspiciously heavy tuxedo cummerbund.
Explodes, and it's full of ball bearings. No.
A pair of sunglasses?
They call in an airstrike.
What's the range on the sunglasses?
About 10 feet.
Oh, and how large a blast radius would you expect a drone strike to have?
About 100 feet.
Right.
The Maestro, MI5 knows where I am. They'll come for me.
Well, I rather think they won't, Mr. Bond. I left a little note in your hotel room explaining that you were checking into a clinic for a few weeks to get back onto the 12-step program. I think they'll be quietly encouraging and give you your space until long after my deadly satellite is in position to strike. I've thought of everything.
That's what they all say before I escape.
Oh, yes.
Surrender, Nemestro, or in 1 minute I'll be free and you'll be dead.
Oh, Mr. Bond, and how are you going to escape and send me to a swift doom?
I'll pick the locks on these handcuffs in about 2 seconds, and by the time you call your minions into this chamber, I'll be free. Free to pluck out my left eye, which contains a micro grenade filled with more deadly ball bearings. I'll mop up the survivors with my sharpened throwing fingernails and save the last one, my right pinky, for cutting your throat like this. Like this!
Yes, well, you see, I had the handcuffs fitted with combination locks. But sharpened throwing fingernails? What happened to your actual fingernails?
I get them removed every few weeks. They grow back.
Oh, right. Look, I was planning on suspending you just above a pool of electric eels with my 4 most moronic guards playing poker nearby. But frankly, I don't really want to meet you again.
You're letting me go?
Absolutely not. I can't risk having you come back to kill me with your ninja toenails and radioactive poison and drone strikes. No, I'm just going to back away slowly from this table, turn around and leave. And you'll probably die of dehydration in a few days.
Why don't you just shoot me, if you're so practical?
For all I know, your lungs are full of anthrax that gets released when you die. And I might set off that eye grenade thingy. No, I'm just going to leave you right there. Close the door and join my minions at the holiday lair for the week. I mean, wow, James, MI5 got dark.
I'll come for you, Nemestro. I'll tear out your tongue and kill everyone you've ever loved.
Oh, you know what? You make me feel like I'm the good guy. Goodbye, Mr. Bond.